This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Bates Funeral Home, Hormel Foods, Van Wall Equipment, Goulet Heating and Cooling, Craig's Automotive, Southtown Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Knoxville Fire and Rescue, Marion County Auto Body, and Knoxville Farm and Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Greg Young Chevrolet in Norwalk, Pella Corporation, McKay Group, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics and Red Rock Clinic in Pella, Mike's Towing, the Pleasantville Clinic, Capital Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Knoxville Raceway, Marion County Fair Association, and Norris Automotive.
Changes have come to the Pella Fire Department. Two firefighters are retiring, there's a new chief, and the former chief is assuming a new role. Let's go in depth with retirees K.C. Valster and Chuck Van Zante, Chief Randy Bogard, and former Chief Doug Van Gorkum. K.C., what made you want to join the fire service, the Pella Fire Department?
I got asked by the retiring chief to come on the department, and he and I were high school friends and classmates.
All right, and Chuck, what made you decide to join?
Well, I think it was, I was asked also because I live downtown and I work downtown, so I'd be real close. But my dad was a fireman, and he was on, since I was a little kid, he was actually on, I think, 42 years. So it was kind of in the family, I kind of knew about it, and I got on in 1990, so if you figure my dad and me together, that's, and add those years up, it comes to 73 years, so I have a little history with the departments.
We sort of grew up in it, it sounds like.
Yeah, I grew up with him running to the station in the middle of the night, the fire alarm would go off at home. We had a big bell then, that was years before the pagers.
So, Doug, what do you, as chief, while these guys have been in the service, what did you see as their main contributions?
A lot of different contributions. Firefighters for number one. I mean, they, when the alarm went, they would be here because one thing, they were lucky enough that they both worked in a facility that they could get away, that they could get away from doing all that kind of stuff. They could get to fire calls, which was a main thing. And most of the time, they were in town.
And sometimes that few minutes can make a big difference.
It can sure help to get a truckload of guys to get to a call, yes. Yes, it can.
Mm-hmm. When I started, we only had 16 people in the department.
And how big was Pella then?
About 10,000. Because according to the census, we haven't grown. Around Pella has grown, but not the city of Pella itself.
So were you stretched pretty thin?
No, because we only did fires. When I got on, we averaged between 49 and 52 fires a year. Last year, the year before, we averaged 200 calls.
And not all fire calls.
Not all fire calls, so.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Fred's Muffler Shop, Don's Heating and Cooling, the Lemon Tree Tea House and Restaurant, CSI Bail Bonds, Westside Muffler and Repair, Indianola Memorial Works, Weinman Insurance, and Winfield Funeral Home. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Jeremy Dingham & Concrete, Jefferson Plaza Leasing, Jim and Susan Hicks, Bredo Pizza in Oskaloosa, American Family Insurance Agent Christy Tarr, Knoxville Police Department, Details Plus Collision Center, Norm Rosendahl Tiling Incorporated, Cementec, McKay Group, and Harold Trailer Sales.
I continued my conversation with Pella Fire Department retirees K.C. Valster and Chuck Van Zante, Chief Randy Bogard, and former Chief Doug Van Gorkum. How does it feel for you, Randy, the new fire chief, guys retiring and lots of experience by the wayside? How does that make you feel?
Oh, it's a transition, and transition's never easy. We don't like change. I wish it could stay the same forever. You know, I've served with these guys for many, many years. I was here with KC for most of his and for all of Chuck's time here. So, yeah, I mean, I think back to the days we had a lot of fun at scenes. We all grew up in it, you might say, together. And so I hate to see him go. I hate to think that this many years has passed, that it's time for them to go. And it's going to happen to me, too. The young guys come in, and it's just a natural evolution of things, so that's where we are. We're in a transition right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need to ask Doug about this, because you've been fire chief here for as long as I've been around, and you're taking on a new role.
Yeah, I'm back to just a good old firefighter now. Pump operator, but a lot of it is, the reason I'm sticking around for a while is one reason is, just to help the transition. There's so many things that I've learned over the years that I've got in my head that you can't put on paper. You can't put it in a computer. And that's where Randy will make phone calls to me and ask me things, and that's just going to help him transition to the big role that he is doing now.
We had one of Pella's biggest fires in history, I presume, maybe top three or four. And what was it like
night? I'll give you a little background on that. Randy and I talked, we've been talking for several months now, knowing that this was going to take place. But one thing I told him, and it wasn't that long ago, I said, be prepared, because when you become chief, there's going to be a big fire come fairly soon after you're that. And the reason I said that is because when I became chief, not very many months after I became chief, the top of American Wood Fibers blew off. And one of our firefighters lost just about all of his hand in that fire. And that was something to deal with just being chief. Then Jim DeBoer became chief before me, and there was a worker at Vermeer's that lost their life because of a explosion situation, and that was shortly after Jim became chief. So I don't know I don't know what to call it, but it just seems like that seems to happen. Just kind of you get thrown, so to speak, right in the fire quickly.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Garden & Associates, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Hube's Garage, Manny's Diner, Jersey Freeze, Wagon Wheels West in Grinnell, and the Indianola Community School District. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Kevin Wadley Financial Services, the City of Pleasantville, Beth and Rick at Edge of the Woods Raspberry Farm, Wilson's Corner, Precision Incorporated, Shomo Madsen Umbel Insurance, Vanderlinden Services, Norris Asphalt, and Vanderlinden Detailing.
I continued my conversation with Pella Fire Department retirees K.C. Valster and Chuck Van Zante, Chief Randy Bogard, and former Chief Doug Van Gorkum. You guys are both retired, position to be at the fire.
No.
And so, but what was your feeling? Did you know what was going on?
Well, when I woke up and found out what was going on, I was glad I didn't wind up having to go at 2:30, but I was kind of sad I wasn't there, so. I mean, it's a transition, like everybody says.
What were you sad about?
Just that we couldn't help out, or that I couldn't help out. When you've been doing that for 40 years, it's kind of hard not to be there.
Chuck?
Yeah, I wanted to be there. My phone went off at 2:30 in the morning. I am responding on my phone. I guess didn't get shut off yet. But I didn't get the full page, but I did hear flames were visible, and then I heard people were trapped on the roof. And yes, I wanted to run out of the house as fast as I could to be at that scene, And of course I couldn't be, but I really missed it. I really trained for that and couldn't go. Didn't have gear anymore, didn't have insurance anymore. And so I waited till about 7 o'clock, went over there when the whole thing had settled down, because I wanted to go talk to the firemen and see what kind of problems they might have had or not had. And normally my job was a truck operator or a pump operator, and because I normally was here pretty quick on to the station so I could get in the first truck, but I missed it. Wanted to help, but my time is over. It's done, so got to get used to that.
It's going to be an adjustment. But
we're to the age where we shouldn't be. It's time for somebody else to take our spot.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Harvest Academy, Pierschbacher Funeral Home, Van Mon and Seedster Meyer and Nickel, Ulrich's Meat Market, Stan Drywall at 629-1728, Midwest One Bank in Pella, Treasured Portraits, Pizza Ranch in Indianola, Westview Care Center of Indianola, and Marion County Public Health. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Acura Healthcare of Knoxville, Verduft Agency, Pella Regional Health Center, DeYoung Door Service, Culver's of Pella, the Pella Hy-Vee, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, City of Norwalk Economic Development, and the Pella Police Department.
I continued my conversation with Pella Fire Department retirees K.C. Valster and Chuck Van Zante, Chief Randy Bogard, and former Chief Doug Van Gorkum. Like Chuck said, it's time to let somebody else do it. You can only do it so long and at a certain level of performance.
So we'll try and be moral support.
Yeah.
Good or bad.
As much as we like it, in whatever ways we serve our community, eventually it catches up with us. Sure. And then in the fire service, you could become a liability. I mean, you, the royal.
Yeah.
You're not physically able to do that demanding work anymore.
Plus, you throw the adrenaline in, it's strenuous.
Yeah, the last thing ambulance needs to be doing is tending to a downed firefighter, right?
And we're prepared for that, though. They've got a rehab tent set up for us.
Yeah, they're there for us.
When you're looking at younger firefighters, do these guys have, what kinds of qualities would you say that these guys have and your other senior valued members of the department have that the younger guys need to aspire to?
I would say calm under pressure. Don't let the scene overpower your emotional ability to handle it, you know? And that just comes with time. You just need to respond to enough calls to realize you can only do what you can do, and you can't worry about what's happened prior to your arrival. Your contribution begins when you get there. So you just have to calmly try to make order out of chaos, and that's not easy when, as KC stated, the adrenaline's pumping and you want to do something, you want to help. Sometimes diving in too quickly is the wrong move. You need to assess the situation and determine what's safe. And so that's probably the biggest difference between the young guys and the old ones, or the young guys are diving in immediately, and sometimes we have to hold them back. The old guys are assessing the situation, thinking about it, working through it. And so it takes a combination of both, because it is a young man's game. The activity side of it is definitely for the young.
On that call the other night, and this is going to air a week or so from when the recording has taken place, but that call the other night was particularly difficult not to rush in, I would guess. I was listening to it, and I heard that there were people on the roof crying for help. That would get the adrenaline going, wouldn't it? Didn't it?
Yes, we do not get those kinds of calls. So when that happens like that, it throws another element into it that we're not used to. Luckily, that part of the situation was handled prior to our arrival. They were able to get down. The police assisted them. The ambulance transported them. That all happened before we ever even got there.
So teamwork?
Very much teamwork. The whole night was a team effort by many different agencies.
And Doug, when you heard that call come out in that situation where people were in peril, did your adrenaline really spike? Did that move you too?
Oh yeah, it does. It even though my adrenaline doesn't spike like it did when I was a young buck, but yeah, it sure did. And then of course, having my radio on coming to town, we were bucking snowdrifts. Three of us live west of Pella, about 2.5 miles in Hunter's Ridge. And the roads, of course, the road crews weren't out yet because they generally don't get out till 4 in the morning, that's normal. But we were bucking snowdrifts, and I'm thinking, oh my, we got to get there. And that's what Randy just referred to. The main thing is you got to get the guys here to the station so we can get in the truck and go do something.
Well, we're going to close out with the two retired guys. Advice for a young firefighter, Casey.
Listen to your people around you. Stay a member of the team. Don't lone wolf it.
Don't what it?
Lone wolf it.
Lone wolf it.
Yeah.
And Chuck?
Yeah. Follow your chief, follow your captain. Stay calm, look around, assess things. Don't run off and do something that you shouldn't. That's kind of hard to do, but that's what you need to do. We have everything is set up in place so you can just follow your orders.
Thanks to K.C. Valster, Chuck Van Zante, Randy Bogard, and Doug Van Gorkum for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.